get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Quickly get seated, everyone, and turn your Bible with me to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. 2 Peter, open it to chapter 1. Now, by introduction, this edition of Voices from Zion is an epistle to human race. It's an epistle to human race. A manual of destiny. A guide to life of peace. A masterpiece to live a justified life. In fact, divine statement that has the capacity to bring any man into the depth of Christ and establish any saint in life. You have been called and you have answered. Now join us and let's dig deep into our benefits as we imbibe a new lifestyle. From this edition of Voices from Zion, title, All You Can Get in Jesus. All You Can Get in Jesus. If I may ask you a question, what are those things you can get in Jesus? I know somebody will say, yes, we can get salvation in Jesus. Another person, we can get healing in Jesus. Some people will say we can get breakthrough in Jesus. You know, you are still counting. Now, but we are saying, all you can get in Jesus. All you can get. Can you give it to us in one word? That is why you are here today. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Hey, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness. So everything that is in the life of Jesus is yours. Godliness is so rich that it has everything for you. Godliness is so rich, it has everything for you. Say, through the knowledge of him that called you to glory and virtue. Even though the divine power is for us, godliness is so rich for us, you need knowledge to take it. That's what I say, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. It's through knowledge you partake of everything. It's through knowledge you can get all in Jesus Christ. You can get all through knowledge. How will you be healthy? Through knowledge. How will you be rich? Through knowledge. True knowledge. The knowledge of God's divine power. The knowledge of what godliness offers you. So number one, let us define what is life. L-I-F-E. What is life? In the book of Genesis 2, 6 and 7, for the first time, Bible says, but there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the earth. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Sometimes ago, I was dwelling on this very verse of scripture, that why will water go around the earth and water all the dust of the earth, and also when the soil became wet, God now used the wet soil to make woman be. Everywhere became wet. God now make human being from that wet soil. So no nation should close their gate against you, because you have been made global before green card came. That means the human being I am creating can go anywhere in the world. The woman being I'm making has power to go to anywhere in the world. So from your making, there's no blockage in your life. There's no blockage. You are made a global citizen. Nigeria is a name. Ghana is a name. United States of America is just a name they gave. China is a name. They are not to limit you because you are actually global. If you are global, shout hallelujah. Shout a better hallelujah. I pray today your business will go global. Your gift, your talent will travel globally. Your testimony will go global. Maybe you didn't understand that scripture. He said, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man out of the same ground that is watered. The water has connected all the soil together. God will make you out of that soil. Is somebody hearing me? So you are an international person. You are not a small person. Before next coming Saturday, from where they have never called you before, you will receive a call. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We could deduct that life is what makes a man a living soul. Without the breath of God, no man will live. What gives value to the physical structure of any man or woman is the breath of God. It's the breath of God. No matter how a corpse is so beautiful, it's no more a human being. It has become a corpse. It's no more a living. So if the body is there and spirit is not there, it actually means God is not there. Because the breath of life comes from him. So life is what makes us live. Life is what makes us a living soul. Also, we need to know that life at the beginning of creation is pure and supernatural. But now, the limitless part of life needed to be climbed up to. Listen again to this word. The limitless part of life needed to be climbed up to. Before, the life was limitless. The first man and woman were just supernatural. They don't need to fast. They don't need to go on any mountain to pray. They don't need to surrender their life to Christ. They are supernatural. The limitless life now, the eternal life now, you need to climb up to it. Hallelujah. Adam have the same spirit at work in God. He was another God under God on the earth. He did everything as God Almighty would have done them. He was the crown of God's creation. The breath of God makes all his intellectual capacity extraordinary. He was extraordinary. He does everything that God would have done it because he shared the same spirit with God. Hallelujah. From today, you will begin to share the same spirit with God.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
In the breath of God, Adam became living soul and could do everything without any man teaching him. In fact, Bible says, and Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. Hallelujah. So I'm saying again that Adam had the same spirit at work in God. He was another God under God on the earth. He did everything as God Almighty would have done them. He was the crown of God's creation. The breath of God makes all his intellectual capacity extraordinary. So, and cooperates in the supernatural at will. But when Adam fell by disobedience, the life of God in him lost value. And Adam lost virtues. And the most wise man on the earth that time, the most supernatural man on the earth, began to behave as a fool. He was running away from wild animals that were once his pets. He could not stand them anymore. He now became a man that fishes can swallow him. Though he wasn't physically dead, but the God content of his life was gone. Not everybody existing are living today. Some people are existing, but they are not living. They are just empty cups. They are just going up and down. The life of God is not in them. When you hear them speak, you will know the life of God is not in them. Hallelujah. I try to watch secular movies and godly movies, Christian movies. And I could see clear difference from the two writers of the movies and their directors. The secular movies, there's an end, and it ended in death. But the Christian movie, it ended in life. The secular movie ended in judgment. It ended in judgment. But the Christian movie I watch, it ended in justification. I watch Christian movies. Somebody has done some evil things to the point of rituals and still received justification from Jesus Christ. But in the secular movie, the allusionus, the ghost, they kill the other person. So that tells you that in the world, there's no solution. But in Jesus Christ, there's solution. Hallelujah. I remember sometimes ago, I was watching a talk show. And one of the artists that was being questioned on that talk show, this secular artist make a remark. He said they did a movie. They carried this person to herbalist house. He was not well. They now carried him to church. As the pastor was praying for him in that movie, the attack on his body left and he became well. He said when they released that movie into the market, that the group of herbalists, they called the producer, "You are insulting our faith. Why will they bring people to us and it's not healed?" The producer said, he now told the Babalawo, he said, "Are there not people that have carried to other places that are not well, that until they bring it to you, that is where the person became well?" Amen. That will tell you there is no solution with them. You need the life of God. You need the life of God. You will get it today. What Adam have left was living, but virtue of life have left him. And afterwards, death and sickness set in. You can read all of this in the book of Genesis chapter 3. Sickness came, curses came after the fall. All the generation of man until Christ came were all fallen men. Though few of them encounter his majesty in Old Testament by their choice and divine selection. Well, the virtue that left Adam was not restored until Jesus Christ came. Hallelujah. Today, you and I can carry Holy Spirit. But in the Old Testament, one person or two prophet or priest carried the spirit for them. The birth and accomplishing ministry of Jesus Christ gave us access to another kind of life, which is referred to as eternal life. Let's listen to him in John 10:10. He said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly." He brought abundant life. In another word, a life that is full of abundance, of virtues. A life full of abundance of virtues. Full of many good things. But here is the way into it. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So until you have Christ, you don't have eternal life. Let's see the difference between eternal life and ordinary human life. Let me say this again. Until you have Christ, you don't have eternal life. Until you genuinely and totally surrender your life to Jesus, you don't have eternal life. The difference between eternal life and human life, number one. Eternal life is the life of God lived in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Human life is just breathing and living in the flesh. Eternal life is full of abundance. Human life is full of depravity. It has depravity. They can deprive you of good things. Eternal life is full of peace. Human life is full of chaos and war. Eternal life is full of fulfillment. But human life is full of disappointment. Human life is operated and controlled by satanic powers. Let me say again that eternal life is full of fulfillment. And human life is full of disappointment. Now, eternal life is operated and controlled by the Spirit of God. But human life is subjected to Satan and his fallen angels. So until you give your life to Christ, Satan have access to your life. If a powerful man say, "I will kill you," it is possible that he may kill you if you are not in Christ. Eternal life is full of hope and deliverance. Human life is hopelessness and unrest. Human life is full of hopelessness and unrest. Eternal life is full of gain. In eternal life, you gain strength by godliness. You gain strength by godliness in eternal life. In human life, get fattened up by ungodliness. And eternal regrets. An end in eternal regrets. Eternal life makes you a child of God. Human life ends you in hell. So these and more are the differences in between eternal life and merely existing. So that man, that woman living around you that has not given his or her life to Christ, begin to pity them. Even if they have 500 cars and have built 1,000 houses, they will still end it in hell. It doesn't matter what they do, even if they are philanthropists, if they give to people and help people, it does not guarantee heaven. Hallelujah. Until you receive Jesus Christ, you are not a candidate for heaven. And you don't have access to eternal life. People that really have eternal life, Jesus is all they have. They don't go after long-rodded and long-bearded prophets. They stand all alone in Christ. Anytime they call on Jesus, he answers them. He's always with them in every battle. And as they obey him, he changes their level for the better. So eternal life is not a product of any level of exposure or education. It is a product of salvation. Eternal life is a product of salvation. You will end your journey in hell after death without Christ. Surely there is life after death. Eternal damnation awaiting those who refuse Jesus. John 3 verse 18 says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Jesus tells us where we are going when we die. He told us where he's going when he died. Only Jesus. In fact, before he died, he said he will die and he will rise up the third day. And he died, he rose up the third day. I was told of a magician that I want to do the same. He said they should bury him and cement, concretize the graveyard or what they call it. That on the third day, he's going to rise. Because he was the Jesus that came that time. So, he died. They buried him. They cemented the place. On the third day, people have gathered. The grave began to shake. Thunder strike from heaven. Burn the grave and burn the person inside. Hallelujah. You see, if you want to do magic, do your magic. But don't try to change the scripture. Praise the Lord. If you're a magician, don't try to do something that Jesus has done or to turn the word of God. It will turn against you. Don't call yourself Jesus. You are not Jesus. You are not Jesus Christ. Do your magic and save your head. Don't try to change what Jesus has done because it can never be undone. You can never undo what Jesus has done. Jesus told us that he will rise the third day. He rose. When he was going to heaven, he said the same way he's going. He's coming to pick the saints. They will also fly with him in the sky. Whether you like it or not, those of us that have eternal life, our heaven is sure. Unending splendor awaits saints. Unending splendor awaits saints. Somebody say amen. If you want to surrender your life to Christ, simply pray this prayer with all sincerity of heart. Say after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sins. Accept me in your kingdom and empower me to live for your kingdom's sake all the days of my life. I pray, may you be receiving the beloved in Jesus' name. Jesus, be my
guide. Hold me to your side. That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday 10:30 a.m. Fridays 4 p.m. Join us, same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.